Mez Hashem continues Shir number 83, Siman Lamed Beis. We are in the Ramah, Sifkotin Tzadik, by the Ramah. And this is Shaykh 2, Sif Yud Ches. We're discussing that the letters cannot be touching. V'chein adin b'yud yud hashin, v'atzadik, v'ayin, v'hapei. So too, with these letters as well, the letters of the yud, the yud of the shin, or the tzadik, or the ayin and the pei, if it's touching more than it's supposed to, it changes the tsura. It changes the form of the letter, and then it's going to cause a psul for the letter. Says the Mishra Sifkot and Tzadik on the bottom of the page, the Hainu Shahayud Nasa Kav Yosher less Tsuras Yud. A Yud is supposed to be at the end when it's connecting to the other letter, like let's say by the Yudi of the Shin. So the shin, if you think about it, is really comprised of three elongated yuds. It's the yud with a thin line coming down. So the Mishmur says, I will ein mazik im nis avu hakav ma'at. So if it's too thick, so it's going to change the tsura of the yud, of the shin rather. It's not going to look like a shin because those lines, those thin lines that are supposed to come down, are too thick. But if it's a little thicker, he says over here, it's not going to change. In this Ave Hakav Ma'at, it's not going to be a halachic problem.
V'chein continues the Mishra in Sif Kotin Tzadi Aleph. V'chein Buadin im regal hasmoli shel hatov nasa yosher. If the left leg of the tov becomes too straight, it was made too straight, which is a psul. V'lo yoytze lemata lechutz. In other words, it doesn't have like a leg. Excuse me. It goes straight down. That would also be a psul. Why do you have to scrape it away at all? Just strengthen out, add the leg, the shoe, if you will, to the top that you're missing. And thicken a little the yud of the shin until it should be proper. So too by the regular of a tough. In other words, why did this scrape away? Just add more what's missing. This also helps by the aleph to thicken it out. Now this whole discussion of fixing the letter and scraping away and then rewriting it correctly, that's only if you did not write the letter afterwards. Then because if you already wrote the next letter, it's not going to help to fix the letter of the tav that you wrote a straight line down on the left leg instead of making a line down with like a shoe, like a boot to it. In other words, once you write the next letter, you can't go back and fix it, because now it's already going shleik seder out of order, which is possible by tefillin and mezuzos. We now continue with sif yud tes. The Mechaber says in sif yud tes, betchilos haksivo yoima befiv. Before you start writing, you should explicitly say with your mouth, not just to think it b'machshav, but to say it. And ikoyse l'shem kedushas tefillin. I am writing for the purpose of kedushas tefillin. Besides for the fact that before you start writing, you say you're writing for L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin, you are also saying, before you write Shem Hashem, before you write every time the Shem Hashem, you say that you're writing Shekoyse L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. You're writing this letter, these letters, to form the Kedusha of Hashem's name. Let's see the Mishnah before we go to the Ramah. In Sifkot and Sadi Beis, betchilos, the imye af ois achash loy nichto of the shame tefillin, because if in one letter was written not for the sake of the tefillin, it's possible. V'loy mahani havaris kulmus l'shmo. It doesn't help to put the kulmus, the quill on top of the letter that you wrote and rewrite it l'shmo, because it's ksav al gabi ksav. And ksav al gabi ksav, when you write on top of something which is already written, it's not considered that you're writing anything. Utchilos, what does it mean tchilos? At what point in time do you start saying l'shem, ani kreis l'shem kedushas tefillin? But Salaima Tchilas Kola Parshas Yoimer, before you begin any of the parshas, Parshas Shema, Vayim Shemoya, Kadosh El Kiviyacho, you say, Ani Koyisei Parshas Eidol Hashem Kedushas Tfilu. You say, I'm writing these parshas for the sake of the Kedusha of the Tfilu. Umahani Zem Medino, Afilu Mifzig Ben Parshas. And this helps even if you're a Masik in between the parshas. So in the Dir Shunot, they bring over here, Vayim Bo'ivin Shebol L'chabra Pirut. Going shenifrud yud the aleph migagoi. So let's say the yud of the aleph was separated from its top, from the gag. So this is before you went on to the next letter, of course. And so you before you you fix it, you want to say l'shem kedushas tefillin. Near the once again the mishtura the huadin betikun oisya. So too, if you want to fix the letters, it's not a problem of shloike sidron because you didn't go to the next letter yet. So if we want to fix something, also you also want to say do l'shem kedushas tefillin. Because if you don't have the correct surah of the letter, so then it's puzzle. So that's why he's saying here that you'd have to say L'shem Kedushas Tefillin before you fix the letter as well. Further in the Mishnah Sifkot and Tzadi Dalid, Yoimar, V'im Achar Koisev. If someone else is writing, Sarach Gamhu Loimar, and he also to say, Ab Be'emsa Kishumaschel. No, not, in other words, wherever he picks up from, he also has to say he's doing the shame kedushas tefillin. Befiv, he has to say with his mouth, and it doesn't help to think I'm doing this l'shem kedushas tefillin. Even b'di'evit, if a person says afterwards, oh, you know, he's just thinking he's writing this l'shem kedushas tefillin, that's not enough. He has to say I'm writing this l'shem kedushas tefillin. Sifkot and Sadivov. The Mechaber said, Yoimer Befiv, Ani Koisev L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin, Yeshe Kosvu D'Nochem Sheyoimer Oz Gam Kein, V'Chol Askoros Sheboi L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. L'Shem Yishkach Achakach L'Kadosh Hashem B'Mekoimer. So the Mishmur says that those that suggest that at the beginning of the Ksiva, you should say, I'm writing L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin, as well, you should also add, that when I come to write the Askoris, when I come to write the Shemois of Hashem, Askoris means the names of Hashem, I'm also writing that L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin. And the point of the benefit of that is that let's say a person forgot to say when he was writing the Askoris that he's writing L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin, then this Eitzah would help. That's what Mishmur brings down over here. He says, Ayin Ber Locha, for further elaboration on that point. B'chol Pam, every single time he comes to write Askorah, he should say, I'm writing it L'shem Kedushas Tefillin, v'im koisa shtei askaris b'li hafzik, dai b'kiddush echol. Now, if he's writing Shem Hashem twice without any interruption in between, in other words, he didn't stop to do something else in between, so it's sufficient to have one kiddush, meaning that he said, I'm writing the Shem Hashem, L'shem Kedushas Tefillin, he said it once for both names, that is sufficient. The Ramon says back on top of the page, v'yesh arm desagikim shemechashev shekoisev askaris hashmon. So the Mechaber told us, if you're mechashev, if you're thinking that you're writing, you're going to write the shemos and the tefillin, the shemos of Hashem l'shma, the mechaber says it's possible. The Rama says that it's kosher. The sagi kishemechashev shekoyseh v'askoyes l'shma. Hoyul v'hoitzi b'tchilas aksiva, since you wrote b'tchilas aksiva, b'fiv sagi b'achi, since you wrote b'tchilas aksiva with your mouth, in other words, you originally said, before every parasha, I'm writing L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin. And when it came to the Askaris, let's say you didn't say it, you just thought it. So the Ramah says, he brings an opinion, says it's sufficient. V'yesha hakol b'di'evit. And b'di'evit, if a person did not say, I'm writing the Shemus of Hashem, the names of Hashem, L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin, b'di'evit, one can rely on this opinion. No, let's go, before we go further in the Ramah, we can finish it because it's the end of the Sif. He says, interesting why he has to tell us this, but he brings from the Arzurua, if a person is dozing off, he should not write anymore, because now he won't be writing with Kavana. Okay, makes sense. Says the Mishnah in Sifkot in Sadi Ches, Betchilas Aksiva. So we said that in the Ramah, there's a kula that even if he just thinks that he's writing the Shemus of Hashem, L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin, it's sufficient. Why? Because when he originally started writing the tefillin, he said he's writing the tefillin for the purpose of Lishma. So if you thought b'machshava that the shemas are for the tefillin, the Shema, that's sufficient. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, shu kaysev l'shem kedushas tefillin. He's writing l'shem kedushas tefillin. V'avdulah hiske b'tchilo kedusha askaris sagi. And even though he didn't mention specifically he's writing for the kedusha of the askaris, for the kedusha of Hashem's name, it's still sufficient to mikomokim. Hari hiske l'shem kedusha. He didn't mention l'shem kedusha. When? Where? Before he started writing the parshiyos. But if also originally, before he started writing the parashiyos, he didn't say explicitly, I'm writing L'shem Kedushas Tefillin, he just thought, I'm writing L'shem Kedushas Tefillin, he thought about it, then when it comes to the askaris, that's not going to help, there's the machshava, because he doesn't have to, what to go rely on, that he said it originally. Aval im gam b'tchilo, or in this case, let's say he wasn't even mechashev that he's going to be writing the askoris l'shem kedushas tefillin. Afilu b'dieved lo yotz, even b'dieved he's not yotzim. Sifkot in tzadi dalit, tzadi tes rather. The Mishru concludes the sif over here, and he says, that if originally, once again, you said it b'dibur when you start writing the parasha, and then by the askar you just thought it b'dibur is kosher. Ideally, of course, you should write it, do it the best way. Before you write Hashem's name, you should say, "I'm coming to write Hashem's name, l'shem kedushas Hashem, for the tefillin." And even if you put that cruise control, that attitude and mindset that all the askaris should be l'shem shemayim, ideally you should still say l'chadchilo that all of the shemites of Hashem, when you come to each one of the shemites, you should say, I'm writing this l'shem kedushas Hashem.